score if they go loss of 1 5-yard penalty. But both of their main drives ended because of a penalty. They had a holding call in the next series, back them up 10 yards that forced them to punt. So for Sandusky, you got to clean it up. Harbor Beach, virtually a flawless first half, other than not being able to punch it in your second and only two drives of the game. Other than that, it's been ball control and not allowing either offense to get in a rhythm. Because really, Harbor Beach has looked pretty good, but they've only scored on one of their two drives. So, for the most part, Harbor Beach defense and Sandusky, penalties.
Sandusky's offense limited to just 58 yards so far in that first half. Mind you, they entered tonight averaging 364 rushing yards. Sandusky, 14 rushes for 58 yards, one pass attempt, which was incomplete. Leading the way, Braxton Washi, 8 carries for 42 yards. Jack Sheridan, 3 carries for 13 yards. Zach Franzel, 1 carry for 2 yards. And DeLauren Wedge, 2 carries for 1 yard. That's it. Trenton Lee, 0 for 1 through the air, intended for Jack Sheridan. Harbor Beach, on the other hand, out producing Sandusky by just shy about 90 yards altogether. Devin Puff, 8 carries, 51 yards, and the only score in this ball game. Devin Finkel, 8 carries, 46 yards. And Michael Anderson, 6 carries for 40 yards. Ethan Hensley, 1 carry for 7 yards. Nice balance between the Devins, on each with 8 carries, each right around the half-century mark. Devin Puff with a touchdown and 144 total team yards on the night.
Well, if you want to go equal distribution, I never like seeing my quarterback get a ton of carries, but in this offense, Michael Anderson has to have some, and his 6 carries is just the right number, too, and they've all done very well with them. They're all averaging about 6 yards a carry. Ethan Hessling, obviously, 7 yards on his lone touch, but that was a third down conversion. So seeing an equal distribution by the Harbor Beach offense. We've seen probably two-thirds wing T. We've seen one-third spread offense, and they've had success out of all of them. So quietly, Michael Anderson gets the big gain of the game, the 29-yard run, tackled at the 1, and Devin Puff cleans up that drive with a touchdown. But other than that, really the only misplay, Michael Anderson had Mason Yon wide open right here in front of us for a big gain, just overthrew him by a little bit. But Harbor Beach played well on offense this first half, really.
Sandusky, 19 tackles on defense, 1 tackle for a loss. Harbor Beach, 16 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. The Pirates led by Devin Finkel with 5 tackles, Ethan Hessling with 4, Michael Anderson with 3, then Devin Puff, Garrison Booms, Mason Yon, and Nathan Seaman, each with 1 tackle. For Sandusky, they were led by Jacob Sanderson with 4 tackles, 3 tackles apiece for Jack Sheridan, Braxton Washi, and Caleb Eberling. Adam Scott with 2 tackles, as well as Zach Franzel and Asuvia Mata. 1 tackle for DeLauren Wedge with 1 tackle, as is Ben Krieger. The tackle for a loss, Ben Krieger for 1. Evan Smiglinski for Harbor Beach, the tackle for a loss for the Pirates. Kind of synonymous between the two teams here in a one-score game at halftime.
It makes sense. Both teams really had two real full drives, and Sandusky moved the ball on both of them quite well. Actually had the ball for what felt like an eternity in the first half. But neither team able to punch it in more than once, and Sandusky surprisingly hasn't punched in at all. I'd be shocked to say if they had a quarter this year where they didn't score, let alone a whole half. So I expect more changes on the Sandusky side. On the Harbor Beach side of things, I expect to see more of the ground and pound, a mixture of the spread and the wing tee, and possibly even seeing Anderson throw it one or two more times as this game concludes.
And now we listen in back to the homecoming festivities as the homecoming court is on the field as we're working through halftime of this week number 8 matchup, which decides the Greater Thumb East if Sandusky has to share the title or if they win it outright. Right now, let's listen in to our homecoming court from Harbor Beach.
Haley Pop will play Safe and Sound. Representing the freshman class is Tara Hunter, daughter of Paul and Deb Hunter, escorted by Mitchell Carr. Representing the sophomore class is Makara Kramer, daughter of Paul and Mary Kramer, escorted by Dylan Gaydar.
representing the junior class is Tracy Jo Legaspi. Escorted by Jacob Kirsch. Representing the senior class is Val Herman, exchange student from Belgium, escorted by Bradley Kanaski. And now the five senior girls, one of which will be crowned as our homecoming queen. Felicia Booms, daughter of Scott and Michelle Booms, escorted by Griffin Emmerich. Bailey Essenmacher, daughter of Scott and Carrie Essenmacher, escorted by Mason Yon. Kelly Essenmacher, daughter of Scott and Carrie Essenmacher, escorted by Kendall Gentner. Alyssa Guza, daughter of Steve and Sandy Guza, escorted by Anthony Schweitzer. Megan Pulaski, daughter of John and Judy Pulaski, escorted by Adam Kowalski. And our reigning queen, Kaylin Cady, daughter of Simon Cady, escorted by former football player Daniel Lanfear, will present the crown and roses to the new queen. And this year's homecoming queen is Megan Pulaski. Congratulations to all the seniors who made court. The new queen will now be presented with a crown to symbolize her.
So congratulations to Megan Pulaski, your 2018 Harbor Beach homecoming queen, being presented with the cape. Probably gladly accept that cape, especially with the temperatures out there feeling just shy of 40 degrees now on the night, as Harbor Beach leads Sandusky 6-0 on homecoming night from Harbor Beach in week number 8. Harbor Beach trying to win tonight so they can clinch a share of the Greater Thumb East. If Sandusky wins, they will claim the East title outright. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have second half action from Harbor Beach, Michigan, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero due-it signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly, zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready, loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. You love